Hello, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. My name is Brandon on a recorded line. May I ask who I'm speaking to?
Hi,
Yes,
Brandon. I have a
Tasia
new claimant.
Robinson.
Yep, Tasia Robinson.
Okay, thank you.
Hello.
I'll take it from here. Hi, Tasia.
Yeah.
And how do you
Hi.
pronounce your name, Tasia? Is it Tasia or Tasia?
Tasia Robinson.
Tasia. Okay, got it. Well, my name is Brandon Sharp. I'll be your intake specialist today for a claim against the Depo Provera lawsuit. Now, this is a recorded line. Would you like to see if you can get this claim started?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Now, have you ever spoken to any attorneys in the past regarding it?
No, I have not.
Okay. And can you confirm with me that you've never signed documents against Depo Provera with any other law firm?
I've never.
Okay, got it. So, was it you that was using Depo?
Yes, it was.
Okay, so you would be filing this claim for yourself. And are you a resident as well as a citizen of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Got it. Now, were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, I was.
I'm sorry to hear that. How long ago were you diagnosed?
March 2023.
2023, it was in March. Okay. And was it towards
That's
the
not when I
beginning or the
start.
end?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No problem. Was it toward the beginning or the end of March?
It was like, I'm not quite sure. It could have been like in the middle of March. My appointment
Okay.
was like, it was somewhere around there.
Approximately in the middle of March. Okay, got it. And what is your date of birth?
August 3rd, 1993. I was diagnosed at
1993.
30.
At 30. Okay. Now, do you know anyone else who was also injured the same way that you were by Depo Provera?
I'm a cousin.
Sorry to hear that as well. Okay, got it. Now, questions about Depo Provera in itself, and I do just want to make sure. Were you using the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yes.
Got it. And would you have it administered by yourself or by the doctor?
By the doctor.
Got it. Okay. And how many years did you use Depo for?
Since 2018, I believe.
2018 was the first time that you took it.
Sorry, say that one more time.
2018 was the first time you ever took it.
I can't hear you, so one more time.
No problem. Was 2018 the first time you took the shot?
Oh, yes, it was.
Okay.
June 2018 was my first day, was my first shot.
I see. It was June. Okay. Got it.
And then I
And
stopped taking it. Go ahead.
no, go ahead. Around what year did you stop?
I stopped taking it in February 2023.
February 2023. Got it.
Yes. And I
Okay.
was diagnosed March 2023.
Got it. Okay, so you did use it for about, it looks like about 5 years. During one of those years, can you confirm that you had at least four injections before you were diagnosed with a meningioma?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Okay. So, did you go through any type of treatment after you were diagnosed?
I had to go through the neurologist treatment.
Neurologist treatment. And did they do any type of surgery or radiation?
Yes, it was microsurgery, radiation therapy, and pain medication, morphine.
And so that was toward the beginning of 2023. How are you doing now?
I'm still recovering.
Are you?
I'm okay, I guess.
Yeah. Did the symptoms at least go down that you were having beforehand?
They come and go.
They come and go. Okay. So they're kind of monitoring at the moment, I'm assuming.
Yes.
I see. Okay.
Medication for seizures and stuff like that.
What are some of the main symptoms that you're dealing with?
Just, headaches, swelling,
Yeah.
vision loss, seizures.
I see. Okay, got it. Vision loss as well. And usually when you have these headaches, that's when you experience the vision loss, right? I see. It's a lot to have to go through. Okay, well, on to the questions about you and yourself. This is for HIPAA compliance purposes only, but can you confirm your gender for me?
Yes, female.
Thank you. And your current marital status?
Single.
Single. Okay. And your first name, is that spelled TASIA?
Yes, Robinson, Robinson.
Got it. And do you have a middle name?
Marche, Marshe. I'm sorry,
SHE.
Mar. No, Marshae.
AE. Marche. Got it. Okay. And what is your social?
383-157179.
Okay. 383-157179.
Correct.
Okay. Now, for your primary contact information, the best email that I have down is tasia.robinson16@gmail.com.
Correct.
Okay. And your primary phone number, 313-854-3760.
Correct.
Okay. Is this your mobile?
Yes.
Got it. And how do you prefer to be contacted? Through text, phone calls, or emails?
All three is fine.
Okay. It doesn't matter which way. I'll go ahead and put down a email for the moment. Now,
Okay.
what's the best time of day for you? Do you work in the mornings?
I do work in the morning from 9 to 5.
9 to 5. So afternoons and evenings are better.
like afternoons are okay.
Okay, got it.
12, 1.
Okay. I'll put that down here. And what is your current address?
14845 Tacoma, Detroit, Michigan, 48205.
48205 for the zip code?
Yes, correct.
Okay. And do you live in a house or an apartment?
I stay in a single family home.
Okay, got it. All right. And going back to your diagnosis, do you remember the name of your diagnosing doctor?
Yes, I do. His name, okay, because she kind of got me last time. So the diagnosis doctor name is Dr. Jonathan Fellows, but that's not who gave the depo.
Oh, I see. Okay. And that was Dr. Jonathan. What was the last name?
Fellows.
Fellows?
Fellows.
With the F?
Yes.
Okay.
Fellows.
Got it.
And the neurologist at the Henry Ford Cancer Center.
Okay. Got it. And that's what's the neurologist's name? Is that Jonathan Fellows?
Yes.
Oh, I see. Okay. And what was the name of the center?
Henry Ford Cancer Center. It's on, do you need the address for it?
Let me take a look. Is that off Grand Boulevard?
Yes, correct.
Okay, got it. 48202.
Correct.
Okay, got it. Henry Ford Cancer Center. And did you stay all throughout this treatment at the same cancer center?
Yes, 14 days.
14 days. Oh, well, okay. And I do have a phone number for the center. Do you have your doctor's phone number? It's okay if you don't.
The number I have is 888-777-4167.
Okay, correct. That is mine as well. Got it. Okay, so all throughout treatment, did you stay with the same doctor that diagnosed you?
Yes.
Okay, give me one second here. And this is a bit of a random question, but have you ever had a prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
Okay, glad to hear. Okay, and did you get prescribed any type of medication after you were diagnosed?
I did. I just don't have that information on me at the second.
That's okay. Was it the same doctor?
Yes.
Okay. And did you get the medication from a pharmacy locally, like a Walgreens, CVS, or?
Nope, the Henry Ford pharmacist.
Okay, got it.
Oh, I'm sorry. They did do the medication, so the morphine and
Oh,
then
morphine.
yes.
Okay.
And then the Henry Ford pharmacy.
Got it. Okay, and that's where you got the medication from.
Correct.
And when it comes to your medical records, did you keep those for yourself or did you leave them with the hospital?
They're with the hospital.
Okay, got it. And if you were to request them, would you be able to obtain them?
Yes.
Okay. And if you had them, would you prefer to email them?
Sorry, that one.
What did you say?
I didn't hear the
Oh,
question.
If you had these medical records, would you prefer to email them or just mail them?
I guess mail them.
Yeah, whatever works best. Okay.
Okay.
My last question for you is if you would like to put down an emergency contact. So if we're unable to contact you, we can contact this person regarding your case.
No,
Okay.
you can
I'll
just put
get
my number.
Got it. Give me one second. And I'll just go ahead and put down your email
If
as
you
well.
were to
Yeah.
need to emergency contact me, you could just go through my email.
Okay, got it. I'll put that down. All right, so those were all the questions I did have for you. Now I'm going to go ahead and send these documents over to your email as well as your text so you can have it in both places. But these documents are
Okay.
the retainers for the attorney. So after you sign them, that allows the attorney to give you a call in the next 24 to 48 hours. They'll verify all the information we went over, and that's when your claim is submitted officially. And these documents also have the medical release form. So if you do let the law firm, they can pull the medical records from the hospital. Of course, you can get them yourself, and give it to the law firm as well, whatever works best for you. But let me know if you got those documents in your text messages.
Yes, I just got them.
Okay, so when you open them up, go ahead and put me on speakerphone. It's going to request signatures as well as initials. And once that's submitted, I will review it.
Okay, hold on a second. She always comes. So he was there. Okay, hold on one second.
No problem, take your time.
Okay, I'm signing them on my computer.
Okay. And the signature doesn't have to be perfect, but it does have to be legible.
It popped up itself, the automatic signature.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah, I got those all on my end here. Now I'm going to send you a text from my personal desk line. I'll send you the law firm's information as well as my information in general. So if you ever have any questions or if you want to make a call regarding this, you can call me or text me. Just keep a lookout for the call from the attorney. That's when your claim is basically completely submitted when you verify your information with them.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your time. Hopefully, I can make the process a bit easier. And thank you for your patience.
No, no problem. Thank you.
Of course, I hope you have a good day. Bye bye.
You too. Bye-bye.